All right, we have spotted an old friend slash nemesis of this show, and so Giorgio is going to take the wireless microphone out here on Radio Row. Yes, I've got you, George.
Yeah, you got me? You sure?
It sounds a little weird, but yes, we have you.
Okay.
There,
Kelly
okay,
says
that's
we're
better.
Good now on wireless.
All right, let's see if you can approach this gentleman, and I think the P1 will recognize him. When you when you get close to him, if we want to make it a surprise, but
okay.
Looks like he's a ways over there. I don't know if
how
you're
far to go.
Be able to get over there this segment.
Well, I just walked by WEEI in Boston.
Mm-hmm. They're big Patriots homers.
Yeah, they were siding with the Patriots earlier. There's an Atlanta station. There's the NFL Network.
Cool.
Something called the Fan Gallery. I'm not sure what that's all about. Hi, ma'am.
Hmm.
Oh, she said hi. And here's our guy.
I do see your point, sir. Dr. Maxwell, I appreciate your prolific and prodigious output, but I have to ask you, why write a book about Ed Hockley with Pudge Rodriguez? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's Guy Sports.
Oh, no.
Dr. Maxwell? Doctor? Oh, okay, I thought we lost you. No, it's fine. I have a cup of coffee in front of me as well. But, what's that? Fresh ground coffee is... What over pre-ground coffee? Appreciably better? Appreciably better. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
He's got Carlton Maxwell on.
Well, Doctor, we thank you for joining us. Thank you. Goodbye. Josh, that was the worst guest we've ever had. Never book him again. I don't care what new management says. Good morning, Racine, Wisconsin. You are listening to I Can Has Sports with Guy Sports. That's sports with two T's. That's has and sports with Z's on the end. And, hey, look, I agree with you, standard sports fan. This is silly, but due to recent ratings altitude plummets, my new program director, Gil Voss, says we've got to get young and hip, and we do faux-shizzled sports with all da crunk, whatever that means.
Man, they're really managing.
I have no idea. Don't forget this Sunday will be... all up in the club as we do the show live from Blur, where bottle service is full throttle service, and our guest will be someone who thinks they know what Ariana Grande thinks about the Super Bowl. Dear listener, I have no idea who Ariana Grande is or why we need to know what she thinks of Bill Belichick, but that's what I was told to read. Hey, and don't forget, if you like Molly, you're going to love Guy Sports at Blur. Live read there. What a bunch of nonsensical, pandering claptrap.
Putting up with this.
All right, dear listeners out there in Radio Land, this is the show where you used to drive the bus. You were in command. You were the L. Ron Hubbard captain of this Phaeton cruise ship. We used to do sports the way sports radio was supposed to be. Tons of unscreened calls with no editorial direction. And now we're all about hot takes and celebrity gossip. Don't forget, next hour at 9:15, we have an NFL debate on Deflatriategate between Pink and Mickey Spagnola. I only know one of those people. Promises to be hot. Then at 9:30, Jason Whitlock joins us to tell us why he thinks Russell Wilson can't be a true quarterback in the NFL. And Skip Bayless drops by to accuse Tom Brady of being bi-curious. What is this, Josh? Josh has set aside 37 minutes of our show today to discuss Miley Cyrus's latest selfie. It's all hot takes. It's all on I Can Has Sports. I'm Guy Sports. Back in a moment.
He's not really selling
Josh,
it.
Josh, look, this is ridiculous. This is a sports show. This is a systematic destruction of American sports. Look at these topics you have us doing. Is Megatron a Muslim? I don't want to do that. 13 things you didn't know about Aaron Rodgers, what he thinks about pizza? What? You won't believe what LaShawn McCoy has in his bedroom? And, no, I'm not going to do that, Josh. I'm not going to do what Al Michaels has been hiding for years, and it's not what you think. I don't even understand that tease.
It's a pretty good tease, actually.
How much time do we have, Josh? Okay, a few minutes before our live spot? Okay, all right, I'm here.
Maybe I can talk to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Guy?
Yes, sir.
It's George Dunham from The Ticket in Dallas. How you doing?
Oh, George Dunham from... The ticket in Dallas. Yeah. Yes, I think I remember you, unfortunately.
Yeah, we see you from time to time at the Super Bowl. It's good to see you again.
Well, I assume you've come over here to make peace with me.
Well, yeah, I thought that's all we had between us was peace.
No, we've had, I tell you what, we've almost had a piece of your butt broken off by me.
We're big fans, and we listen to the show
You're
in
not
Dallas.
Big fans. You come over here and you insult me, and you make fun of me, and then all of your listeners tweet at me about how I'm an idiot and an old man and do things not the right way, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, we would never do something like that.
I think that's a sarcastic comment. And I don't appreciate it.
Sarcastic? What do you mean?
Well, I don't appreciate you coming over here and taking a shot at me.
Shot? I just came over and said hi.
Well, I think you're a jerk.
I'm a jerk for doing what?
Look, guys over there at the ticket are a bunch of pond-dwelling scum that single-handedly tore down an institution of quality sports analysis with your brand of puerile, scrotal-kicking, and grade school double entendres. You get out of my face before I knife you from foreskin to forehead. You hear me?
God.
Almost sounded like a scripted response to
that. I have to get back on the air. I appreciate it if you leave right now.
Okay.
Mushmouth Thomas coming up, but first, let's talk about TurboTax. When the question is taxes, the answer is always...
All right.
Oh, he's got Mushmouth. You sure you don't want to stay for that?
I actually would like to hear that, but we got to run.
Oh.
All right, good work there, Giorgio, with the wireless.